here at Tamu Hack, and I'm talking to the group. What's your guys' names?
Brandon Jackson.
Arun.
Anirudh.
Tell me about the project you built.
Okay, so basically it's a Google Chrome extension that allows users to commentate and record their reviews of a certain web page. It can be for any web page on a site, and it can be helpful advice, feedback, or just a review of their own personal experience.
And it becomes useful when someone else later visits the page, and then he can view these comments so he can navigate faster the second time, and then he can add, he can say this comment was helpful, so he can go and upload that comment, so the all future users can benefit.
Oh, great. Also, so you're using some Chrome extensions, you're writing some JavaScript to make that happen, right?
Yeah.
And then you're also using Azure somewhere, right?
Yeah. We're using Azure for the PHP web service that is running, which is powering all of this. So it's a REST API written in PHP that is consumed by the Chrome extension.
Very nice. And you're also storing some of the stateful data somewhere.
There's a MySQL instance on Azure.
Very nice. Is it available right now? You think you can publish this and let people see it?
Yeah, in about 15 minutes.
15 minutes? All right. What's the name of the product?
WebBro.
WebBro. Got it. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
At Tamu Hack, we've got another team here that's built something pretty clever, I thought, about around recipes and source code control. what's your name?
Justin.
Waseem.
What's the name of your project?
It's called GitGrub.
Yeah. What does it do?
It is an open source repository for recipes that other people can share and create and, you know, like, just generally, like, develop around.
Okay, so it's a like GitHub is a source control repository. Yours is a recipe repository. Tell me about the technology you used to build this.
So we made a virtual machine on Azure, and we used Python and Django to set up the framework.
Set up the framework. This is a what kind of framework are you using?
We used
Django as a content management system.
Nginx, and then along with
Django. And then we actually
Django.
Did the front end for the website, the HTML pages on Visual Studio. So I've been working on the website design for that to kind of give it a nice feel and look so that when people go in on it, they can get a feel like GitHub but have it customized to where there's pictures for food, recipes, for anything they want to customize and throw up on there.
What was the biggest technical challenge you guys ran into?
just learning how to incorporate the different technologies into what we were wanting to do. And setting up that server and being able to link the back end of the database to the front end of the website and the login and authentication.
Okay. Yeah. Is this online? Can people see it from home?
It will be online. Right. It will be hosted. excuse me. It will be hosted on Azure. We've gotten the domain from Namecheap.
Namecheap. GitGrub.me.
GitGrub.me. Okay, we'll check it out. Thank you.
Thank you.
At Tamu Hack, we got the team Budget Byte. What's your name?
Megan Tyler.
Chris Gillis.
Harrison Golden.
Garrett Whitehorn.
What is Budget Byte?
Budget Byte is an innovative way to kind of hack your food. If you're looking for the most bang for your buck or wanting to get full on a cheaper budget, Budget Byte's your tool.
What do you mean by the most bang? How do you define bang? And a buck is probably the number of dollars spent.
Budget Byte gives you the most calories per dollar that you can get at a certain restaurant within a certain amount, which is currently about 10 miles from your location.
So that's pretty much everybody's goal, is to maximize caloric intake.
Exactly.
tell me about some of the technologies you guys are using.
We're using Azure. We're using a nice online IDE called Cloud9. Yes, thank you. And it allows us to collaborate very easily. Backend's written all in PHP. We're using a lot of jQuery and JavaScript on the front end, and a lot of we're also using a Google API to get the location of the user and then scan for restaurants around them.
Okay. The geolocation features.
We are using geolocation.
Okay. And I heard you say you're hosting a PHP website on Azure websites, right?
Correct.
What big challenges are you running into?
Well, I was going to speak on that. One of our biggest challenges was the algorithm to find all the possible combinations given a menu for that dollar amount. And me and Chris, we're the back-end guys. We spent all night pretty much racking our heads about that to figure out why it wasn't working, try to wrap our heads around the problem. And so that was it was quite a mental and technical challenge to get the algorithm figured out.
Is this something that people can see right now from the homes?
Yes.
What's the URL?
Budgetbuy.me. It will be, but we haven't quite pushed it live yet, okay. But it will be budgetbuy.me.
All right, this will be a few weeks before this gets out. So
probably by the time you're watching.
Probably by the time, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
We're back at TAMU Hack, and I'm here with team. Tell me, guys, your names.
Projections.
What's your name?
Oh, Clayton.
Jeff.
Ian.
Benny.
Sunny.
Tell me about this projections project you're doing.
So we're trying to make we made a website that lets you look at different stocks and show how good they are to invest in or how bad they are. And it ranks them and displays data about it.
Okay. You're merging a lot of different technologies here. Talk a little bit about that.
We're using the Bloomberg API to get our stock data. And then for our stack, we're using AngularJS, Spark, Java, and a bunch of other smaller scripts.
And then on the front end, we're using Bootstrap as well as Google Fonts API. Yeah.
Where are you hosting it?
Azure.
Microsoft Azure. Yeah. Azure websites. All right. Is there a URL that people can look at this?
It's live, yeah.
No, it's live.
www.projections.me. All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I'm at TAMU Hack, and I'm talking with, what's your name?
My name is Satya.
Okay. And what's your project here at TAMU Hack?
I created an application based on the Kinect, and I have watched a Surface ad of Microsoft, I liked the idea of empowering people rather than the technology for technology.
Sure.
Yeah, so I thought, like, if I can do something for the people who are challenged, so I thought, like, Kinect, it can very well capture the gestures of the people. So
the
I thought the sign language, it's basically mostly on the gestures. So I thought, like, maybe if we can able to find out what the gesture is, like, I don't need to learn what they are saying. I can just see at the Kinect and guess what they are saying from the Kinect.
Okay.
So nice. I just wanted to empower people in that way. So I thought this would be a cool application.
Nice. So we have a Kinect right here, mm-hmm. and people stand in front of that and they can gesture their American sign language.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll be smart enough to interpret that sign language.
And the family can just look at their television and they can just know, like, what they are saying, something like that.
Well, even if people don't know sign language,
yeah.
they can the computer will tell them
mm-hmm.
what they're saying.
Yeah.
Very nice. Tell me a little about the other technologies besides Kinect that you're using.
I wanted to use APIs mm-hmm. also to translate most of the languages into one another, but I hadn't been able to do most of it because I hadn't been able to find good APIs.
I see.
Yeah, because they're not open source, although they are in Cortana and all. But they're not publicly available as of now, so I hadn't been able to build it.
Okay, so it's a work in progress.
I think by the next hackathon, I might be able to do that.
All right. And you're hosting this somewhere, or is this a client app?
It's a client app.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.